King of Padarvasu. So, well, I'm sure we will be very, very happy to hear that. This is the first time I'm hearing. Maybe you all might have heard of, but I haven't. Hare Krishna. Bhargava Mataji. Thanks.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Kamadhiti Mataji, for your very, very warm welcome. And thank you so much, Bhargavi Mataji, for coming on the call and enlightening us on this wonderful topic. So before we hand over the call to Bhargavi Mataji, I would like to give a brief introduction. And definitely, it's an honor and privilege to give her introduction. So Bhargavi Mataji, now she is already in the parampara, but officially not connected. But she is aspiring from His Holiness Chai Pataka Swami Maharaj. She is a sheltered disciple of His Holiness. She came to Krishna consciousness around 2005 when she got in touch with a devotee friend in hostel while she was working in Mangalore. Later, she started attending Bhagavad Gita sessions by devotees which were happening in lunch break every day in her workplace at in ITPL campus. Later, due to her Prabhuji's work, she moved to United States, and then there she got to serve Kishore Kishori Temple in Chicago. And there she started serving as a garland making, drama, cooking, and book distribution. Then she moved to Tampa, and in Tampa, she continued with book distribution and started serving kids summer camp. But then again, by the will of the providence, they have to move back to Mangalore. And now in ISKCON Mangalore, she is serving in book distribution and ISKCON kids education. And in spite of moving back to India, she is very, very active in Bhakti Sangha. She is the part of the welcoming crew for Srimad Bhagavatam classes. She also consistently served for several years on both CC, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Srimad Bhagavatam calls since the time the conference calls have been started. And now from India also, she is continuing to serve. So we are really blessed to see and have you, Mataji. And it really requires a lot of dedication and sincerity that, you know, all these externals were nowhere as an impediment in your bhakti. And still you are serving, you are still connected to Bhakti Sangha. We are really very, very fortunate to have you, Mataji. So thank you so much. And today Mataji will be enlightening us on this wonderful topic of killing the demon Dhenukasura. So we are eagerly looking forward to hear from you. And now you can take over. Hare Krishna. We can't hear you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much for engaging me in this service. Actually, this is the first time I'm doing this. So, Kamudiki Mataji said I have not heard, but I have not spoken also. So, this is the first time I'm doing something online class for devotees like this. So, please bless me so that I will at least not disappoint you people. So let us start with the prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaivanarotamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tatojam Udirayet Nashtapraye Subhatreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Nananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uttara Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaidam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. ఈ కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధా కాంత నమోస్తుతే. సప్త కాంచన గౌరంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియ వాంఛా కల్పతరూభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ పతితానాం పావనిభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే జయపతాకస్వామి ఇతి నామినే. నమాచార్య పదాయ నితాయ కృపాపదాయనే గౌరకత దామదాయ నగర గ్రామ తారిణి. నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యాదేశ తారిణి. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరవభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. As we, the topic is killing of Dhenukasura. Krishna, Lord Krishna and Balaram with his cowherd boys, daily they would go to a different forest with the cows, and they have their pastimes and they play and they imitate like peacocks, they imitate like birds, and they have lot of fun along with all their friends. So like that, after the age of 5, Krishna, when he is coming to the age of 6, they were given to take care of cows, from calf to cows. So now at this time, at the start of age 6, so when they were passing, all the cowherd boys, Krishna was passing with the cowherd boys and Balaram. So they came across a forest where there were lot of tall trees. So they started feeling the aroma. Everyone, the cowherd boys, were started feeling the aroma of the tall fruit, which is very sweet. And it was so attracting them. So even when they were sitting and talking about the smell and the aroma, the flowers in that forest, the cows actually went into the tall forest. So then the cowherd boys all decided, why not we go? Then they got to know, the cowherd boys also said that there is a asura, and it's a very beautiful forest, but there is an asura called Dhenuka, who is working under Kamsa, and he will not allow any living entities into the forest. So even the birds also, if they get in, they cannot come out without being dead. So Dhenuka is taking, is fully guarding, and it is fully controlled by Dhenukasura, and no one can enter. If they enter, they cannot come out alive. So they were so cruel and they were so envious, and it was so much restricted to enter that area. But cowherd boys, seeing Krishna is with us, why not we enter? Krishna will take care. So always Krishna is there, and he is always taking care of any problems, any difficulties we come. So they all said, let us go. So then the cowherd boys all started going into the forest. So when they entered, they were not able to reach the fruits from the tree. So then immediately Balaram shook the trees and the fruits started falling, and they all started enjoying the fruits. They all started picking the fruits. So when this sound was heard by Dhenukasura, then he immediately understood someone has come inside my area. So he came there and he started protesting. So he said, I am Dhenukasura. I am the controller of this area. I am, everything belongs to me. Like that he started telling, and he restricted. So at that time, when Dhenukasura came and he spoke like this to Balaram, and they all were actually getting scared. The cowherd boys all were getting scared, and they were trying to hide behind the trees. So that time, Krishna was there, and the Venuka came in front of Balaram, and he showed his back, and he kicked with his hind leg. He just kicked with his hind leg on the chest of Balaram. So then Balaram just stood without being affected even a bit. So this made Dhenuka more irritated. He got more angry, and he again came running to kick Balaram. So at that time, Balaram immediately hold the hind leg of Dhenukasura, and he started rotating above his head like a swing, like round, 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 round with a sound. And while rounding itself, Dhenukasura left his life and he was dead. And after rounding, then Balarama threw the body of Dhenuka on the tallest tree in that forest, one of the tall tree, and just it went and fall on the tree. So looking at this, all the cowherd boys felt relieved, but Dhenukasura was living in that forest with his associates, who were also in the form of same donkey demon. They all started coming, and they all were angry, and they wanted to attack Krishna and Balaram. So when they came to attack Krishna and Balaram for killing Dhenukasura, one by one Krishna and Balaram, they again started holding the legs of all these associates of Dhenukasura, and they were rounding, they were rotating above their head and throwing on one of the tree. So like that, it was like a game for them. So they were all enjoying this, just holding one of the asura, rotating, making them dead, and then throwing on the tree. So like this, all the demons were killed by Krishna and Balaram, and they were thrown on the trees of tall forest. Actually, if we see, if there is some killing happening, there will be a lot of blood and a lot of disturbing situations there. But because it's been done by Krishna, the Lord himself, Krishna and Balaram, actually the scene was becoming beautiful. So when Dhenukasura, being so heavy, so gigantic, so powerful, was being lifted by the all strong, powerful Balaram, and when he was thrown on the tallest tree, the tree actually started leaning, and it fell on the next tree beside it. Then that tree started leaning and fell on the other tree. Like that, one by one, all the trees in the forest also fell down. So like this, all these scene was actually looking beautiful in spite of all the killing happening, because there is the it's been done by the Lord himself. So this is the story of Dhenukasura being killed. It's been explained by Srila Prabhupada in Krishna book. So after all this killing, and after seeing all these scenes, all the devatas, they were all actually very surprised to see this pastimes. They were all pleased, and they started showering flowers, rains of flowers on all the cowherd boys and Krishna and Balaram. So when I also heard in a lecture that Bhakti Vinod Thakur has said that each of the asuras who is being killed by Krishna and Balaram represent one of the anarthasanas. So like that, the killing of Dhenukasura is the representation of false knowledge, the materialistic knowledge, and the absence of spiritual knowledge. So like when Dhenukasura, he being in the form of a donkey, even he was not able to pick the fruits, but still he was not allowing anyone to enjoy. So actually the fruits were becoming, they were all not being used. where he was also not able to use, and he was not allowing others to touch it. So like that, whatever we all in this modern world, we are all into getting so many things, like even knowledge, we want to get so many things, we want to get to know so many things, and we want to accumulate so many wealth, so much wealth, and we want to accumulate fame, name, like that, anything, anything in this world which we want materially, they all are actually like Dhenukasura, representing Dhenukasura, which is actually of no use if it is not used in spiritually. So as whatever is too much, like wealth, beauty, fame, knowledge, all these things, when it is beyond, when it is too much, that is also an hindrance in the path of spirituality, to progress in the path of spirituality. So it has to, if it has to be used in the service of Krishna consciousness, otherwise it is going to be an hindrance in our progress. So this is what is represented by the story of Dhenukas. This is what I wanted to share, and thank you so much for giving me this opportunity, and we all are, as this as I said, it is helping us to come out of this asura. So we all the devotees, by the mercy of our gurus, we are learning how to live this life in spiritual seva. So they are helping us to engage us in the service of the Lord, and engage us all our abilities and blessings in the service of the Lord. So then we can be able to slay this demon of propensity of having this that associated with Dhenukasura, this false knowledge. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji, for this opportunity. If there are any questions or comments, we can take. Before that, I would like to share the Talavan forest place, the deities, and still they maintain. Yeah, this is the deity in Tal forest. So here, this is Krishna, and this is Balaram in the middle, and this is Revati ji. So when this is the picture taken in Tal forest in the temple, and there is a kund, Shankarshan kund, besides this temple, and near the kund there is a small carving like this, where Balaram and Krishna killing so many asuras, Dhenukasura and all the associates of Dhenukasura. And this is just after the, here in the middle is the temple and Shankarshan kund all together. So here, this is one of the tree which is just to represent, it's a tall forest, and to remember the past time, within the campus of the temple, they have this tree. There are one or two trees still maintained. It might be from the seed of those trees which was there when Krishna's pastime, Krishna Balaram's pastimes happened. So this is one of the tree, and here there are two other trees. Both, all these three trees are within the compass of the temple. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Bhartavi Mataji. Very, very sweet, short, crisp class. And also thank you for the virtual darshan. Very happy to see that the trees are still coming up. And we can definitely relate to them. Yeah, Vrindavan trees are Kalpavrikshas, and the great-grandmother of this tree could have been an object of Balaram's mercy. So, so nice to see them. Thank you, Mataji. And Very nice. Thank you for talking about this for the past time. Mataji, I had one question. You did mention that the anartha that is represented by Dhenukasura is that Dhenukasura had a lot of material knowledge that was not dovetailed, where he did not acknowledge Krishna's meaning. He didn't have that gratitude that everything came from Krishna, and he was claiming it for himself. So Mataji, can you also comment on how even in the path of Krishna consciousness, sometimes in the name of acquiring knowledge, we think we have acquired everything, right? Without giving credit to Krishna. So can you please comment on that, how it seeps into our Krishna conscious practices also? I've always thought about it. So if you have any insights, can you share?
Yes, Masterji, as you said, it is very easy to get carried away in this materialistic mentality that it might externally feel that, okay, I am in the service, I am doing for Krishna, but it is very easy to get contaminated that always I come in the middle. Instead of Krishna being the center, most of the time it becomes that we are in the center. So there is the place that we are misusing all the blessings and all the talents and all the knowledge that's been given by Krishna himself, instead of using it in his service, but for our own fame, name or glory or benefit or material comforts, anything. So in many ways, but in subtle way, we are not using it for Krishna. So in that way, we should be very careful so that as all devotees say, it can happen only with the association of devotees and timely monitoring ourselves where we are doing wrong. How, if we do mistake once, at least next time we shouldn't do that mistake. Likewise, and taking following the instructions of Guru, reading so much, being always in touch with the Krishna's pastimes, and these all are going to help us to be little bit grounded instead of keeping ourselves in the center, to keep Krishna in the center. So this is the only way I see, Mataji. No shortcuts.
So beautiful, Mataji. Very, very compassionately preached. Thank you. Thank you so much, Bhargavi Mataji. Very, very sweet class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Bhargavi Mataji. As Pite Vilasni Mataji already said, it was such a sweet, short, crisp class. And it was to the point, not going here and there, just one-pointed attention was given to this pastime, and it was so beautiful. And the way you answered, her question, though I'm pretty sure that she just want to take more out from you. She pretty well knew the answer. But the way you handled it and the way you said was amazing, Mataji. And I really like the point that, yes, in devotee, being a devotee after so many years, we just carried away by, we being the doer. Sometimes this anartha comes, this mentality of Dhenukasura comes in us. But yes, as you said, that under the association of devotees and of course taking the mercy of Guru, which, breaks all the ignorance. And that's why I think so, that this pastime was typically handled by Balaram, who is Adi Guru. Krishna didn't kill, but Balaram killed Dhenukasura. So thank you, Mataji. Thank you for giving us, this wonderful insight of keeping Krishna in the center and total dependence on Gurudev. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Dhanrat.
Thank you. Thank you, Kirtila Mataji. Yes. Mataji, I also heard that yes, it's Krishna did not kill, and he said Balaram, he died. He just signaled Balaram to go and kill Dhenukasura. So there are two reasons I heard. Is one thing is that Dhenukasura comes in the ancestors of Prahlad Maharaj. So as Krishna has promised Prahlad Maharaj that I will not kill any of your family members. That was one reason that Krishna did not want to kill Dhenukasura, and he signaled Balaram to kill. Thank you, Mataji, for bringing that point also. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yes, actually, this is not mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's mentioned in Garga Purana. Garga Muni speaking to Mithila Maharaj, Bahulashwar Raja. So in that it is mentioned, one of the devotee was sharing, so I just shared that, Mataji. So whatever is not there in Bhagavatam, so because Parikshit Maharaj had very less time, only 7 days, so all the Sukadeva Goswami was not narrating everything, whatever Sukadeva Goswami missed in details, those were all given by Gargamuni to Bahulashwar Raja. So in that, we can have more details about all the pastimes. So I heard about this particular pastime by from one of the devotee. I'm just sharing the same, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mataji. It was really wonderful.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Such a beautiful class. And especially the last details you gave, Mataji, it's really enlightening. I didn't know that, you know, these details were mentioned in another book. So maybe I'll go and try to refer and read some more. I think, yeah, it's nice to know, like, there's so much reason to everything Krishna does. And thank you for bringing this to light, Mataji. And hope to get more of your association. And I've been admiring your tilak, especially the tulsi. You have done it so perfectly, Mataji. I mean, you have to give me a class on that. I mean, it's so beautiful. Thank you, Mataji, so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. I also very much inspired by your singing, Mataji. Thank you so much for many times you give so many Vaishnava songs. I like that, Mataji. And tilaka, these are all external, Mataji. We can all do all these decorations very easily, but internally, how much clean, beautiful we are, that is what Krishna sees. So bless me, let me be beautiful internally also. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Bhargavi, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Such a beautiful, sweet class, Mataji. Thank you so much for coming on the call and directly speaking from Krishna book. Nicely narrated, very beautifully story, how nicely described how the scenery was looking so beautiful. And at the end, in question answer session, spontaneous answer, Mataji. You have everything. You don't have to. If I would be in your place, I would get tensed. You know, what do I answer? But you just answered it so nicely, Mataji. Thank you so much for such a beautiful darshans also that you have shared. Coming all the way from India and serving every Tuesday and giving the class, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Nita Gandharika Mataji, for all your enthusiasm and energy. It inspires so many devotees like me, Mataji. So actually, I am your fan. Thank you, Mataji, for being so enthusiastic and energetic. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Bhargavi Mataji, Agvaisha Shila Prabhupada. What a beautiful, beautiful class. I especially love all the other realizations that you were sharing at the end. And this is the first time I've heard you or seen you, because I'm not on the morning class since I'm West Coast, so that's, you know, my japa time. But wonderful class. And I was also admiring your tilak, to tell you the truth. But especially appreciate how you connect to the how that these anarthas within our heart have to be this ego and this feeling that we are, because of it was our intelligence that's doing it, and not accepting the fact that everything comes from Krishna, and it's because of him that we actually are able to do this. So thank you for that, and again, sweet class, and thank you for the darshan also. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Nishad Lakshmi Mataji, thank you so much for the encouraging words. I'm just repeating whatever I read and reading, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Bhargavi Mataji, Dhanur Pranam, so beautiful class Mataji. You are such a wonderful, sincere, dedicated reader of Srimad Bhagavatam over so many years, reading all the purports. And I think you are in 11th canto now, Mataji?
10th, Mataji.
10th, oh yeah. Very, very nice. Thank you so much. Very wonderful class. And you also sent, when we were discussing Rasleela, you exactly sent the gopis pictures and we all could take darshan of different birthplaces of different gopis, which is very rare. Even devotees who live in Vrindavan also not very usually get to visit these villages which are around Barsana, which are little interior. Because of you, we got the mercy, Mataji, to have the darshan. And thank you so much. Please give classes more often. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for really encouraging me or inspiring me to be in service. But yeah, and as you said, all those places, whatever, I literally totally, totally, 100% feel that I'm not, I don't deserve it, but somehow Radharani blessed to get those opportunity to at least go to those places. And I'm thankful for all that, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, you personally visited all those places? You got darshan, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji.
Wow, Mataji, you have to bless me, really.
It was just suddenly in temple, they arranged just after Radhashtami. We were there for Radhashtami. Suddenly, just one day before Radhashtami, they announced there will be like Ashtasakhi Yatra for one day, just morning to evening. So then who all want to go, please register. So like that, we just registered and had a chance to go, Mataji. So yeah. And I heard that there are so many places, yeah, and we just visited one temple in all the village, like where the exact birthplace temple, but devotees say that each village, for example Lalita Sakhi's village itself has so many places and so many pastimes that you need at least 2 days for that one place. So there are so many such things, but don't know how much, but when we go there and then we read Krishna book, it is helping a lot, Mataji, because we can relate to the real exact pastimes and the happening place. So it is really helping so much. So if we that is really Radharani's mercy, suddenly it happened, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Wonderful, wonderful, Mataji. Really, really blessed you are. So where are you located in India, Mataji?
I am in Mangalore, Mataji. Karnataka. Near Udupi. Okay.
So then from there, you all could arrange for one day trip to the Ashtasakhis?
No, Mataji. I was there for Radhashtami in Vrindavan.
Oh, okay.
It's gone. So there they arranged. So I happened to join the devotees.
Beautiful, Mataji. So nice. So blessed, Mataji. And who said this was your first class? Wonderful, Mataji. Really, really such a beautiful and wonderfully narrated everything, Mataji. Really, thank you so much. You should really give more classes. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, when you have a chance, can you like do like the Ashtasakhi Parikrama whenever you get a chance, Mataji, class on that? It will really help us because you've been there in person.
Yes, Mataji, I can share all the photos and whatever little bit I heard and remember, I can do that, Mataji.
Yeah, of course, with the organizer's permissions, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
I'll share all the photos, whatever I have, all the eight Ashtasakhis temple deity pictures I have taken. So all those things I can share, Mataji. Maybe I'll try to put in a PPT and send, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Bhargavi Mataji. Was someone else trying to speak? Okay. Hare Krishna Bhargavi Mataji. What a very sweet class, and your temperament is something that I really admire, Mataji. The way you are so, you are completely very, very peaceful, very calm, very poised, and you are answering the question so wonderfully. Wow, very nice. And even the pastime, the way you're narrating it, even we would also be able to imagine how Balramji is twisting, swirling the Dhenukasura demon and what all happened. Everything, Mataji. Thank you so much. I did miss a little bit in the beginning, Mataji. So I'll go back and listen to it. It was a very, very, very nectarian class. I really, really wish it could go longer. So, Mataji, you said you were in Vrindavan for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, right?
Yes, Mataji, 4 weeks, 1 month.
Four, wow, very nice, Mataji, for a full month. So please share more pastimes, more of the places that you visited also with all of us, Mataji. Not just the Ashtasakhis, we would like to see everything impossible in pictures. Lalitangi Mataji had also shared some of the pictures of the temples and the deities that you had visited. So you're very blessed, and you make us fortunate by giving us your association, Mataji. Thank you so much. Very you're happy sure, to Mataji. See you twice today. Haribol.
Haribol. Sure, Mataji. I will try to share all the pictures, whatever I have captured. So I'll be very happy.
I like Sukhasagri Mataji's idea of just a class and what all you, where all you visited, which all places you visited and what all you saw.
Sure, Mataji, I'll try my best.
Thank you,
Mataji.
Hare Krishna Bhargavi Mataji, Dandvatanam. Wow, such a beautiful, beautiful class, Mataji. It was so nice, and how sweetly you were explaining. It was so wonderful, Mataji. And so grateful to have your association, Mataji. Hare Krishna. This is Radharani. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Radharani, Mataji. Thank you so much. Actually, I'm inspired by all your YouTube videos and how you handle the introduction while for all the devotees. Thank you for your sincere seva and inspiration, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Bhargavi Mataji. Can I add one thing?
Yes, Mataji.
So everybody is praising your tilak, which I too admire, Mataji. So in this regard, I just remember one thing that, yes, you said that these are externals, you know, and they are truly, you know, just putting a tilak is good enough. But, you know, even I was in the same impression, because these are all externals, you know, internal should be cleansed properly. But once my Gurudev, His Holiness Srivad Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj said that, you know, when we are putting tilak, tilak is actually the symbol of devotion, right? So when we are putting tilak, we should spend significant amount of time while putting tilak. And he would say that, like, he would never casually put tilak, you know, anywhere and everywhere. He would make sure, because he has a proper tilak, the box, and then he'll have a mirror, and he'll never put tilak while standing. He'll never put tilak in bathroom. He will sit down nicely, put the mirror in front of him, and then he'll put tilak. And then he said that when we are putting tilak, and especially when we are putting tulasi, so we should literally meditate that, you know, we are putting tulasi at the lotus feet of Krishna, because that U-shape represents the feet of Krishna. And then he says that, you know, while cleaning in between the two lines, we should be very, very, you know, careful that the lines should not be rubbed. because these are the two lines. And in between, when we are cleaning it, we should make sure that we clean it properly, because there we are, you know, inviting Krishna to come and, you know, place his lotus feet. So that place should be really empty and should be neatly cleaned, cleansed. And then Maharaj, you know, he was actually, you know, he said that he gets really fascinated, those who put nice tilak. Yeah, and he says that he always comments, just like Sukhsagari Mataji commented. So he said that he would also comment when he'll see nice tilak on somebody's forehead. And then he said that those whose tilak is neat and clean, that shows that how much their heart is pure. So I was so awestruck when I heard this. So yes, Mataji, today I remember, you know, what Gurudev told, that, you know, you definitely, your heart is so sweet and so compassionate. Seeing your tilak, you know, we can determine how your heart is. So thank you, Mataji. Just want to add that. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for sharing so many things that even I also didn't know. Thank you for sharing that, that we should sit and put and you should take so much care. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Can I ask a question in regard to, with regard to putting tilak?
Mataji, please are there. Okay. You can.
So then we have to put it the proper way on the forehead. How about the remaining parts of the body? Do we have to mark the same, or can it just be marked on each of those sides?
Can't hear you.
I'm not.
This is breaking.
Mataji, I'll type the question in. Maybe my signal is low. I'm not sure. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now it's clear.
Okay, so my question is, when we are marking the other parts of the body with tilak, do we have to do this it the same way? Or can it just be a regular mark? That's what I was just not sure.
Mataji, recommended is that we have to put a proper marking, just not the U-shape thing, because the U-shape without tulsi represents the Mayavad tilak. That's what Guru Maharaj says. So while putting on the rest of the parts of the body, we have to recite the proper mantra, you know, the name of Krishna. There is already prescribed that. And then you put the markings. And even if it's not 100% as clean as your forehead, but we have to make sure that there is a proper U and little bit of tulsi mark is there. And in that regard, what I personally do is, because especially those who are Brahmin initiated and when they go on the altar, it's recommended that they should have these 12 tilaks on the 12 parts of the body. So what I do is that I have a stamp, you know, the tilak stamp I have. So normally in the rest of the part of the body, I put it with the stamp. And on forehead, you can just put it with the finger. That's what I do. But others can add.
Yes, thank you, Mataji. Yes, I've seen that in Guru Maharaj. Like, he has every part marked very nicely. But I was just wondering, normally in the mornings, we just come in and just apply it. That's all. So I was just wondering if it has to follow the same procedure. It would have to, definitely, like what your Guru Maharaj was saying, you know, it only if the tilak is proper, would we be able to get cleansed inside and outside, right? So thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Bhargavi Mataji. This is Komoda Kitasi. You have mentioned about Bahula, King Bahula, Mithila.
Mataji, I can't hear you.
Bahula?
I didn't understand.
King of Mithila.
King of Mithila, Mithila Mataji.
So you have any more information about him?
No, Mataji. Mithila Raja, that's all I know, Mataji. Bahulashwar Raja. He was very eager to hear and he was hearing the details of Vashana Bhagavatam. He was a very good listener. Garha Samhita spoken by Gargamuni to Bahulashwar Raja. Bahulashwar Raja is the king of Mithila. That's all I know, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. So, if there is no more questions for anyone or anything like that, any question or answer or some inquiry, so we can end the call. Mataji?
Sure, Mataji.
Vanchakal.
Vanchakal. Yogyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Vacha Patita Nam Pavane Pyo Vaishnavi Pyo Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vranda Ki Jai Shilap.
Adi Ki Jai.
Jai Gau Pemanande Hari Hari.
Hari Hari Bol.
Bhagavi Mataji Ki Jai. Mataji, there are chat questions. Chat, Mataji, Kitida Mataji, would you like to read?
Yes, Mataji, I can. Okay, so Hari Bol, Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam. Thank you for the beautiful nectarian filled class. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for such a wonderful class, darshan of holy place and awesome examples. Tiffany Mataji is saying, thank you so much, Bhargavi Mataji, such a precious class. I came late, so I will have to go back to watch the video of the beginning. But what I heard was so sweet. I second everything that all Matajis have already said. All, thank you so much for the darshan. I'm always grateful for your gentle and kind association in the mornings. I was so happy to get for you to get to go to Vrindavan a couple of weeks ago. You were absolutely beautiful and glowing when you were there. You clearly connected with energy there. That's it. Jai, thank you. Thank you so much. There was no question as such. Thank you, Bhargavi Mataji.
Thank you, Bhargavi Mataji. Thank you, everyone, for joining today's class. We'll be joining again for tomorrow's another sweet nectarian class. Hari Bol. Bye-bye. See you all.